You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
While we playing games and don't want to sing Amazing Grace, things are entering into our minds. And that's why God has raised me up, because I got to speak to it and I can see it clearly. If you go back in the history of this church, I'm saying at least the last 15 years, I've been screaming here. Check your children, check your daughter out, watch it. People, they leave, I'm tired of that. They go to a church where they sit in the loft, in the loft, just looking and thinking they're serving God, and you got ice in your house. You got lice and mice, lice crawling through fur.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, One Man, One Mission. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 31.
First thing you do when you go in the military is they don't give you a certificate, they cut your hair off. Oh, you got nice dreads, come here. Zit, zit. And it's, listen, this is what they do. Zit, zit, zit. Everybody's bald head. Why? Because mama made sure you took care of that. Look at your hair. Oh, my God. You're so sweet. You're so beautiful. They say, we don't care about all of that. We're going to reduce you to zero. It's a part of your development, your assimilation into the army. We got an assignment for you to do. And we got to cut your hair off so everybody's on equal playing field. Because man's glory is a woman, not his hair. Today you got women that don't care about their hair, but men do, and their beards. Which is good now, but that's not your glory. You can't care about this and don't care about the woman. You can't care about this and don't care about your daughter. You're off. And you know why that's like that? Is because women told them when they were young, you're beautiful, you need a man. You're in the mirror too much. Get out of that. Come on. I don't even see the trash taken out. After 12, we need to get you some responsibility. I need you to do this, that, and the other before I give you an allowance. You don't get money when you got an attitude. You don't support rebellion. You're creating a monster. I'm trying to help somebody. I told you it's going to hurt, right? Okay. This is the ites in the midst of us. Ites coming to church. Notice what the scripture says. I left these ites in the land because my children don't know war. So I left them in to teach them warfare, how to combat, how to get up every morning. And I know I got to go to work and there's opposition, but square your face. I've added grace to the moment and mercy. If you do what I'm telling you to do, you will be resilient and bounce back when you get hurt in your heart. Because I got to teach you warfare. It's right there. I think it's verse 2. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. So if you think you're helping children, or we're helping new members by not making them or allowing them to go through issues, we're actually setting them up for failure. So you may see me dealing with an issue or not dealing with an issue. Because wisdom say you let that go, because God is going to show you how to handle certain things. Could you imagine me praying that anybody that ever gave me a challenge in my life, they will leave Truth Revealed? Think about how myopic that would be. God uses the challenge to develop me. The reason why I'm long-suffering is because I had to suffer long. Oh, my God. Let me say it again. The reason why I'm long suffering is because I had to suffer long. And he showed me the suffering for a long time produces some quality. I've been with people and they haven't shifted in 5 years and all of a sudden things shift. Sometimes they got to lose someone. Sometimes issues hurt hearts. But what I see coming out of the ash is beauty. It doesn't happen overnight. If I could, listen, I would snap my finger and it would get done. I ask God for the Midas touch, that everything I touch turns to gold. But he said, no. I didn't give you Midas. I want you to suffer long. Let's get back to it. And so the book of Judges deals with a group of people who had not tasted desperate. They were born in the wilderness. They understood dry times, but the leadership had died, and there is no Joshua now to make sure there's order. And after Joshua dies, the nation plummets into chaos. The scripture says they displeased the Lord. They did evil, the scripture says, in the sight of the Lord. They also took their daughters, or the daughters of the eyes, into marriage and gave their own daughter to their sons. In other words, Israel gave their daughters to the land, or to the ites in the land, in exchange for things. I want you to see how far we've gone. Help me, Jesus. No dignity at all. I don't need to go deeper with that, but just listen to what's happening and look at our society. What's happening in a 5 mile radius within our community. Just recently, a young man or young men walked in a house and just started shooting. Killed a 2-year-old. Pastor Eric Clark had to do the eulogy. Kathy, I believe, sung there. We're tired of doing that. We're tired of people depending on us to lay babies in the ground. This is not a war zone. Yes, it is. It is a war zone. But it's not Afghanistan or Gaza. It's Melbourne, Palm Bay. Will somebody just take, and the governor just opened it up where you can have free carry. So he's saying I want law and order, but it's lawless. And fear drives us. In other words, in stand your ground. If I'm afraid, I can pull out a gun and protect myself. That's what Florida is. That's why we're trying to pull a summit together so all of y'all can understand how dangerous it is out there. Anybody hanging out after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, at night in this season is not wise. My grandmama say anything after 2 is deadly. Who's saying stuff like that? Why are you hanging out 4 in the morning? Why are girls hanging out to 3 in the morning? What in the world's going on? You can't tell me you just bowling. The bowling alley shut down at 11. You may be balling, though. You may be balling. You may be balling big time. STD is on the rise. You know why? Because it used to be men were promiscuous. Now women are. You're not guarding yourselves. And I got the stats. STD is increasing in our community. Because now women are acting like men. The ites are in our community. Women used to be, I'm more discreet, right? They don't care now. Little girls don't care. 19, 20, 21, 17, 16, 15. And there's cross-lining. It's not just with the opposite. While we playing games and don't want to sing Amazing Grace, things are entering into our minds. And that's why God has raised me up. Amen. because I got to speak to it and I can see it clearly. If you go back in the history of this church, I'm saying at least the last 15 years, I've been screaming here. Check your children, check your daughter out, watch it. People, they leave, I'm tired of that. They go to a church where they sit in the loft, in the loft, just looking and thinking they're serving God, and you got ites in your house. You got lice and mice, lice crawling through fur. I told you all the reason why he anoints our head with oil. The shepherd doesn't get oil for himself. God will take care of that. The shepherd don't even have to ask for oil. If he aligns himself with God, God's going to anoint him. But the shepherd has oil for sheep. First place he places it on is their head. Because you have lice that are migrating in the fur. You can't see it. It's on the skin. And it goes all the way to the head. And you have access points, ears and nose and mouth. And those lice, they migrate into the ear and barrel into the brain. And you'll see a sheep just going crazy. And you wonder why. You know why? Because some mice or lice has gotten inside of them. Through the ear gate, through the mouth gate, through the eye gate. That's why you got to protect your ears. Our ears are wide open. We play music to our kids that even grown-ups shouldn't hear. Amen. And it's inside of them. It's inside the mice. The lice has migrated into the head. And we wonder why they don't like to submit to authority. The ones, their prophets, are telling them to rebel. And go after the money. Get your bag. And many of us don't care about how to order steps as long as we got the money. But money don't buy you peace or love. You be sitting on the side of your bed still wanting some love with all of the money in the bank after you come off of a cruise. Next thing you know, you ain't got no money. And when God chokes money, all he's trying to do is get your attention. Anybody got money problems? All he's trying to do is say, what you doing ain't working. So get with what Bishop is preaching. That's what the Holy Ghost is telling. Get with the Bishop. Follow him as he followed Christ. Stop playing with it. Glory to God. I'm preaching today. I said, I'm preaching. The miracle is attributed here. This man, one man, takes away 600. It's a miracle. You don't even hear about divine empowerment. We know God secreted empowerment. No man can take out 600. It's not even Samson. This is one verse for one man. One man, one mission. But to do this, he had to face fear. A man without a mission is dangerous. A man without a mission is someone who's lacking clear purpose. A woman without a mission is lacking clear purpose and direction for their lives. This is why church, I want to get to a point where I don't have to be intense. I can just talk and people say, amen. Preach, Bishop, preach. You better preach. But in my community, if I get up, take your Bibles and turn with me to this scripture, and God is going to speak, y'all be looking at me saying, what is he talking about? You're not Joel. You're not Joel Osteen. I got to dig deep because we got deep problems. A man without a mission is dangerous because it refers to someone who doesn't have aim, doesn't have a men's ministry, not engaged. He doesn't aim. He doesn't have a clear purpose. He doesn't have a target, doesn't have a goal, and no direction in life. It's very dangerous. See, men are protectors, and that's why we are held at a higher responsibility. Ladies, though, you need direction too. Please know who you are before you step out with nice clothes on. Before you get your hair done, know who you are. Be affirmed before they affirm you. Know what you're going to do before they call you and say, mama, when you go to Jamaica, mama, 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 don't even have to talk. Just, oh my God, they're looking at me. Just looking at me. I must be fine. Big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama. Girl like, oh yeah, he like big thick. Yeah. Listen, man. I've been there, I know what I'm talking about. Jamaica's a beautiful place. But what I'm saying is you gotta know who you are before you go to Jamaica. Do you know who you are? Jamaica me crazy. I'm not putting down Jamaica, I'm just saying, you gotta know who you are. I'm going to Jamaica, you gotta know. Before you go. A person, a man without purpose can lead to feelings of emptiness. This is a man without a purpose can lead to feelings of emptiness and aimlessness. Drifting from one relationship to the next, looking for someone to affirm them. Similar to a captain without a helm. Or steering mechanism. Or ship without a compass. Just drifting in life and got all of this cargo, but you have no aim. The wind takes you wherever it wants. You have no compass to say I'm going in the wrong direction. When you have no purpose, no aim, when you have no mission, you drift. A captain is on a ship, and if you ever wonder why they have laws against anybody that tries to overtake a captain on a ship, an insurrection as it were, mutiny, that one person is the only one can decide if the ship is going to change direction. Anybody coming in to say, well, I'm tired of going in this direction, we should move. You will be standing up in the military and with office hours, and they will strip you of everything you know, all your money and your rank. If you do anything like that, you will say it's just small because we do it all of the time in our community. I'm tired. Why are we doing this? But if you do it on a ship, you won't have a job. Only one person can say we're moving one degree to the left. Only one person can do it. You may get thrown overboard if you start trying to take over a ship. And a captain that doesn't have a steering mechanism is aimless. With that authority comes the responsibility of putting your hand on the helm and giving direction. And every one of us should have our hand on the helm of our families. No child, no son should be telling his mother how to turn. And no daughter should be saying, because I want to be your friend, telling you when to get off or when to get on. You need a parent that has their hand on the helm. And in this church, you need a leader that has his hands on the helm. You may not like it, but if you remove it, we're going back into this time. Who's going to give direction then if it's not the leader? You? I don't even see you, but once every 6 months. You gonna give us direction? The decisions you made last week? Show me your spending, I'll tell you where your heart is. I don't see God nowhere. I don't see groceries. I see the man. And you want to lead? What? I want you to lead. I was greeting some kids one day, and one of the members said, "You take too much time." I said, "Do you want to sit here? You sit here for the next 6 months. But everyone that comes to you, don't thump them on the head when you get tired. Extend some grace to them. They don't have fathers in the home. You criticize me when I take up time with them. You don't like it? You sit there. Somebody has to. Lest we die. A captain without his hands or her hands on the helm is aimless and wasting time and resources. A man that lacks purpose is without a mission, is someone who doesn't have significance, a significant goal. I always say wandering spirit. People that shift from church to church don't have a mission. Aimless drifters. What are you looking for? You won't find it. Peace is in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You're not going to find it in a relationship. You have to get with Jesus. There's an emotional impact that occurs when a man doesn't have a mission, and it affects the people that are around them. It's a vicarious transfer of trauma. If you're aimless, people who look to you will be aimless. If you're a man or woman of purpose, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but one of the things I want to share at the women's conference, and this is to help you all get there. Most decisions that are made concerning you is done without you being in the room. Perception. So don't tell me you don't care about what people think. Because most decisions that will take you up in life or down is made behind your back. They're judging your attitude, your frowns, your face, how you handle stuff. And they talk about it. Just like you do me. But when you're standing there, what are they saying about you? What is the perception? I believe you can take three adjectives to describe yourself and project that and change perception. You can make them think about those three if you model it. I'm consistent. Another adjective. I'm lovely. Another adjective. I'm faithful. And then you work on it to where when you walk out of the room, that's what they see. Not just your name. Amen. And it will determine how they promote you or how they let you inside of their hearts. Listen, man. You can control how people see you. You don't know the power that you have, but you want to sit there wanting them to love you because you're made up. No, it's what's underneath the makeup. And you got to have a mission. Glory to God. A man with a mission shifts things. A person with a mission is extremely determined to finish the work. Not only do they start, there's a starter anointing and there's a finisher anointing. Which one is greater, the starter or the finisher?
Finisher.
Right. God is all of it. He's the author and the finisher. But some of us are not good at the author position. That's why we need him. Others can start things. They're strategists. They can start it. But the anointing is in the finishing work. You ran well, but who hindered you? You started strong in faith, but something happened along the way and you begin to back away from what you know. What happened in your life that caused you to back away from God? What happened in your family tree, in your heart, that took you away from amazing grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. When you first started, you ran well, but who hindered you? I see your accommodations, they're 10, but I have someone against you. You have left your first love. Repent quickly and return, lest I remove the candlestick out of its place and you can't see anything anymore. That's Bible too. When you got a mission, you're extremely determined to finish it. Touch your neighbor and say, we must finish this. You got to finish it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, One Man, One Mission, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, it's here. The 20th Annual Awaken Women's Conference, Preception, kicks off this Friday at Truth Revealed and continues Saturday at the Crown Plaza with our gala luncheon. Registration is closed, but let's come prayed up, expectant, and ready for God to move.
The Coalition for Better Families invites you to Being Relevant in Changing Times on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 at 7 p.m. This free event is for families to share, listen, grow, and be strengthened. But you must register to attend. Don't miss this chance to connect, learn, and be encouraged. Sign up today in the TR app, on the website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. New members' classes are in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.